Well, the University of Oxford have undertaken research into the impact of COVID-19 on the mental health of our young adults and children. On the line, we have Rakia Dodia, Head of Operations with Skills and Thrills, an online children's activities platform. Raki, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning.
Thank you, Alex. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. So first of all, this is a bit of a broad question, but what can we kind of do to help support our kids' health during the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, I think it's just really good to understand that this is probably one of the biggest experiences that they've had in their lives to date. So there'll be a lot of emotions coming around, you know, arising from that. And giving our kids the time to actually express what's going on for them, I think, is really, really important, giving them the time and the space to acknowledge their experiences, and also offering them tools that they can start to sort of learn self-regulation, looking at resilience, courage, all those things that we all need as well, they all need, and just trying to sort of stay calm through this. Through this period.
Yeah. And so mindfulness is obviously something that, you know, it's something that's, it's tried and true. It works very well. But how do we kind of introduce this to our kids? And, you know, can mindfulness help during this pandemic?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's one of the things that, and we certainly offer a lot of online interactive classes around sort of mindfulness and yoga and trying to sort of build in those things like, resilience and courage, compassion and gratitude. So we've got some really fun interactive workshops that, you know, that engage the kids but also instill all of these behaviours in them. And the benefits of mindfulness, which we've just sort of talked about very briefly about managing stress and remaining present. It boosts energy and brain function. So helping them with a lot of their online learning as well, is that time to really sort of stop and ground.
Absolutely. And so, you know, kids being at home at the moment, they're not expected to go back to doing face-to-face school for a couple of weeks now, and they've been doing a lot of their activities and schooling on online. And, you know, a lot of kids and people in general get a lot of their entertainment online. I mean, how can we kind of balance screen time with other activities, and how can that help with the kids' mental health as well?
Yeah, I think it's a really important point there that, you know, I know just from my kids, by the end of the school day, you know, they've been, when they're learning from home, they've been on their computers for so long. So for me, I actually have a break, you know, when they finish their schooling, and we'll just sort of, you know, we'll sit in the garden, and even if it's 5 or 10 minutes, to just sort of stop and have that division between when their school day ends, and trying to get them to still be active outside and doing things rather than just sort of be inside and on devices. And we, you know, it's whilst it's still, again, important for them to remain social, and that, again, involves being on their devices a lot. it is really important to have that time away from them. And actually, whilst it's a very stressful situation, there are some really nice positives about being at, you know, having that huge amount of quality time with our families. And just trying to use that in the best possible way.
Yeah, absolutely. Rakia, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me here this morning.
Thank you so much, Alex.
That's Rakia Dodia, the Head of Operations with Skills and Thrills, an online children's activities platform.